Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. It's July. That means we got some predictions for the month. I'm really excited about this month. There's a lot of opportunity, a lot of depth, just a lot going on. And it's my birthday. I'm a Cancer baby, July 21st. So yeah, I'm feeling, it's a fast month. I was like, gosh, like everything's happening so quickly. I almost feel like I'm giving these predictions, but I'm already at the end of the month because it's just like a really fast moving month, but I'm excited for us. So I got 7 predictions for us. Let's get into it, starting with message number one. This is number one, but I feel like it's the overall theme of the month. And there's this feeling that you kind of just show up and you say, okay, I am going to be the weaver of my destiny. I am going to be the leader. I am going to be the hero. I'm going to be the person that brings this life together. It's a really just kind of, I almost see you like sitting up in your chair, like being attentive and being like, okay, let's get this together. Let's get this done. And it's really this hero feeling. It's a mindset and a nervous system regulation. So it feels like I'm going to think this way. I'm going to think like the hero. I'm going to think like the person that's in charge of my destiny. I'm going to think like the leader. But then there's also a nervous system regulation that's happening as well. So it's like I'm also going to hold the body, I almost want to say composition of a leader, of a hero. So I think that's also why I was kind of like sitting up in my chair, because it's a way of carrying myself. It's like making a decision to have a certain posture and to be like, okay, this is who I am. This is how I'm going to show up. We need to get this together. And almost like this feeling of nobody else is going to get this together but me. I know that could be in a little bit of a wounded way, but it's kind of like just being like, okay, Santa Claus is not showing up, you know, Prince Charming is not showing up, or I'm no longer just sitting back and letting things happen. I'm going to show up. And it's not in a masculine push, get things done. It's a posture. Like I'm telling you, it's a way of holding your body, which makes me feel like you can use your body this month a lot. So using your body has everything to do with the way you're holding your body. So I can slouch or I can sit. I can put my shoulders back, right? I can also breathe lightly through things. Like if something comes up and something scary or something that usually throws me off, I'm going to see if I can use my body differently. So let's say I'm going, it's the summer and I'm going to go hang out with my mom and she always drives me crazy. So when I show up there, probably I'm going to be triggered or certain things are going to happen, but I'm going to use my breath and my body, like a lightness or a breath, a different type of breathing that helps me show up as the person that is in charge of my own life, as opposed to maybe for many years, I felt like the victim of my mother and my posture and my breath and the way I would hold my body would show it. Now it's like, okay, I'm the hero of my own story, or I'm the leader of this story, or I'm the main character of this story. So how am I going to hold myself? And even how am I going to be breathing? I never pay attention to this, but I bet if I really watched a movie that I loved or a show, and we're looking at the hero who's doing their thing, they probably breathe different, you know, like their breath is probably different than the breath of a victim or somebody who thinks everything is happening to them. So this is a big shift for us. It's a mindset. So remember, I'm going to think and I'm going to hold my body and show up and hold my posture as a person that's taking control. There's also another angle of this message, which is about taking accountability. So almost saying like, okay, I've been wanting this thing forever and it has not shown up in my life. And I'm always praying about it or wishing for it or looking for somebody to help me get it. But I'm going to take a moment to see what is it that I'm doing or how is it that I'm showing up that is not allowing this to happen, or really kind of seeing that I can't believe in manifesting without understanding that if I don't have something, there must be something within me that is reflecting the opposite. So it's kind of a hard truth, but also an empowering truth to be like, oh, cool, I am the creator of my life. So what have I been doing that hasn't allowed me to have that thing? Or how am I showing up? Or how am I thinking? Or even how am I relating to other people? Or how am I relating to the thing that is not allowing this reality to show up? So that's a little hard sometimes, especially when you're exhausted from trying to make something happen or trying to bring something into our lives. And you're like, I'm so tired of not having money. I'm so tired of being single. It's hard to hear this truth, but it's not supposed to be like a shaming or to make you feel guilty or bad about yourself. It's more to see your power in how we create our lives. So that's going to be shown to us in a really interesting way. Probably when we take that position of the leader, of the hero, we're also going to see the opposite of that. Message number two, this one kind of makes me laugh because this is about getting people in line. As soon as this message was coming forward, I was thinking about the dad who is on every vacation movie ever, turns around and looks at the kids and be like, if you guys don't settle down, I'm turning this car around. Or the mom that like screams at the kid when they're trying to drive the car. So this is about, again, if we're in leadership position, this is about taking the group that we are in and getting them in line, which I thought this is so interesting. There's many different meanings here. So this could be like, let's say my family, like, oh, we have this goal of going on blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, guys, well, we all have to get together and make that goal happen. My family, my extended family, myself, my parents, my brother's family, we want to go on this trip to Spain. And we kind of just talk about it, but it hasn't really happened. My sister-in-law has gotten the ball rolling and I was supposed to get back with some info, right? So it would be like, okay, guys, if we're really going to go on this trip to Spain, we need to get it together. We're going to do this, this, and this and make it happen. So there's something about getting the group together, arranging them. There might even be a little bit of tough love here. So you might have a group that wants something, but doesn't take the steps towards it. This could even be like with your own community, you know, like you could have a business or a client, a customer that keeps saying they want something, but they don't ever take the steps, you know? So you might be a little bit stronger. I want to use the word almost like harsher and get them together to go towards some sort of goal or to work together to make something happen. This message is also about, it's interesting, it's about community and groups and getting all these little ducks in a line to go forward. It's almost like getting the army together to move forward. But in your case, because you are the main character of your own story, it's actually not really about them. It's about you. And it's really what is the best setup for you and then asking them to meet you that way. So if you are a leader, of course, a lot of times we're constantly looking at the people that we lead, maybe always looking at my kids because, you know, making sure that they have everything that they want. But at some point I have to be like, okay, well, I'm the leader of this group. And if this is not working out for me, then it doesn't work out for anybody. So it's like kind of a little bit of a flip. It's interesting because it is about community. It's about group. It's about the people, you know, our tribes, the people we hang around. But there's something about this group or the way the group is working that is not really working for you. So we're going to see you look at what actually works for you and then aligning everybody with that in mind. So it's like, okay, well, we're going to do it my way and we're going to do it this way. And honestly, the people are going to be really happy because it almost looks like the group is a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off and they would enjoy a little bit of direction and a little bit of somebody taking it on. So you might think like, oh, well, but I want to be able to make everybody happy. And it's like, no, just like working on making yourself happy and then asking everybody to follow that structure is going to be very helpful. And although I'm talking about groups in this one, I'm also seeing partnerships because it feels like we have a goal together. There's something that we all want to accomplish. There's peace, there is focus, there's something that we want to make happen. So it could even just be with your partner. So like maybe I'm sitting with my husband and being like, listen, we've been talking about this for a long time. We've been talking about moving. We've been talking or whatever, but we don't really take any action or we don't really have a plan. And I'm thinking like, here's a plan. Let's write it out. And you can be open to some suggestions, but even if you're open to suggestions, it's like the plan has to be set in place by the end of the conversation. It's kind of like closing any open conversations that haven't closed, if that makes sense. It's checking things off the list as a group to be able to move forward. Friends, I'm so excited to announce that my company just released a new app called clarity. I made this as a space where you can take your spiritual practice to the next level. I am so grateful that this podcast has become part of your practice, but I'd love to invite you to go a bit deeper. I want to invite you to shift your energy completely, and you can do that with the Clarity app. The greater and lasting shifts will come from practices like listening to the guided meditations we have. We have Soul Path Meditation, we have the Trust Yourself Meditation, we have the Spirit Baby Meditation, and many, many more. You'll also get to take advantage of my practical guidance. You hear me share practical tips on the pod all the time. Well, in the app, I've made videos for some of those tips, like how to teach your AI how to give you a reading. And for my business lovers, we have exclusive pod episodes uploading there regularly. Right now, we have messages about your business's big shift and the energy of successful selling. Plus, as a member, you're invited to a monthly reading with me where I answer questions live with my intuitive downloads. You get extended Monday readings and, of course, a community section where you can connect with other brave hearts just like yourself. The link to join is in the description below. I can't wait to see you in the Clarity app and see how much your life is shifting into the authentic expression you know it is meant to be. Message number three, the heart really leads the way this month, but not with the butterfly stuff. It's really some of the hard things. It feels like the heart realizes that the heart is not about overgiving. The heart is not about having no boundaries. The heart is not about pouring out into everybody and not pouring into myself. So it's interesting. It is very heart-based. It's these heart-based decisions, but they are going to look kind of strict and kind of boundaried. And there might even be some hard decisions. What was coming to mind for me when I was bringing this one in, I dated this guy that I really thought like we should keep being together. And we tried, even though we broke up, we would try to go back and forth and it was just not working. And the day that he finally broke things off with me, which funny enough was the day that I met Benny, isn't that funny? But he like breaks things off with me that day. And the way he said it, like it felt very, very genuine. I was heartbroken and very hurt. But I remember just looking at him and him being like, I don't know why, but my heart tells me we shouldn't be together, that we're not meant to be together. And it was a hard thing for him to tell me, but it was coming from his heart. So I feel like some of these decisions we're going to be making from the heart, they're going to be like, I do not know why. I don't have the answers. I wish we could stay together. I wish I could make this work. I wish I could make you happy, but I can't. And I'm not supposed to be here. And this could be with jobs that we love, or this could be with people that we love. There's something about choosing myself and choosing what I love, choosing the hard, but from a very heart-centered place. The heart is really guiding this month, but not only from the sweet places. And with this message, I think it's important to note that we're gonna notice where our heart is sometimes manipulated and pulled at. So who are the best manipulators? Our kids. Or, you know, our parents, right? And I used to hate that, like be so scared of the word manipulation. And I remember my therapist once told me, she was like, manipulation is only the thing that we do when we need to get our needs met. That's it. It's very simple. It's not a bad thing. It's like something we all do to get our needs met. And I was like, okay, that sounds nice. I'm not going to be mad at people who try to manipulate me. They're just trying to get their needs met. So there's something about that happening this month that we are going to see that people have been pulling at our niceness or at our generosity, or also that like as much as we want to help this person and do this thing, we have to make the hard decisions that are right for the greater good. It kind of makes me feel like that leadership position, you know, like if a president or the head of a company, sometimes they make decisions that we're like, oh, we're so mad at them. But we have to trust that in those leadership positions, they are making hard choices for the greater good. And there is still going to be a group of people that are going to be hurt and disappointed and all that. So there's something about seeing how we are being manipulated or taken advantage of. We're not supposed to be mad about it or judging them, but seeing like, oh, that's so interesting. They really get me here when they say this, or if they point this out in me, my heart just breaks and I have no control anymore. So the heart's like, listen, I am so much stronger than that. I do not want to be manipulated anymore. I actually want that power in my heart to put it towards what I'm supposed to really love on, what I'm really supposed to focus on. And I want to be more powerful, and my power of heart is being diluted by these manipulations from people around me. So yeah, heart, showing up. The heart knows the way. Okay, message number 4, jobs, how we work, what we're doing. This is a hard one, guys, because I feel that some of us do not have the things that we want because of the way that we're working. I can't tell you how many readings I have done on super powerful women that have amazing jobs and are really good at what they do that come to me and they're like, listen, I'm killing it everywhere else. I cannot find love. This is a problem. And they do not want me to poke at their career or at their job because it's their stability. It's like what keeps them stable. They don't want to hear that there's like something off with their job or the way that they work or the way that they show up in work that is messing with their relationship, because it's one of the things that's like really working well in their life, let's say. But I'm so sorry to say, but family and what you really want and what is best for your family, this is a big like spirit baby message as well. Your future partner, your future family, or your current family, or your current partner, or even just the dreams, like the vision that you're trying to bring forward for your life is rubbing up against the way that you work or the way you show up in work. So I'm not saying like, oh, you have to leave your job. That's not really what I'm saying. It's like the way you show up. So sometimes we show up at work and maybe we're being taken advantage of. Maybe we have no boundaries. Maybe that job is taking up so many hours. Maybe we're not showing up as powerful as we should. Maybe we are not being as creative as we should, right? There's something like this job, this work has such a big position in your life. It takes up a lot of time in your life, a lot of space in your life. And there's a way in which you're showing up that is not in alignment with where you're trying to go. So I can't compartmentalize my life. I can't like show up, let's say, super wounded and as a damsel with my husband and then have all this amazing success that I want in work to come my way. How we do one thing is how we do everything. This feels very slight and very sneaky. Like I feel like you can't really even see it. But what I'm trying to share in this prediction, and hopefully I'm coming across somewhat clear, I want you to think about how you are showing up in that job. Are you showing up like a queen? Are you showing up like the hero? Are you showing up as the main character? Remember, like that is the theme of this month. And if we can see our lives and every category in our life through that lens, we're going to be able to understand what needs to be rearranged so that we can live towards the things that we really want, because it's all about finding alignment. Because the things that you want, whether it's money, home, a career, a partner, that is on your path. It's just you need to be in alignment with your soul's true path to be able to bring that forward. So if we are showing up in a misaligned way in a category, it's actually going to affect the rest of our manifestations. So this is not about like leaving your job or leaving your work, but I just want you to ask yourself, how am I showing up? If this was a movie, what kind of character would I be when I show up at work? And does that energy align with these other things that I want that I'm like really struggling to bring into my life? This thing that I want and I can't bring it in and I feel super blocked. I have no idea why I can't attract it. Does it have anything to do with the way I'm showing up at work? And if you are currently not working outside of the house, let's say you're a stay-at-home mom, a working at home mom, because that's like the hardest job, this is about misaligned roles. So like these roles that we have in life, are they still in alignment? Because at a time they could have been totally in alignment, but now we might need a promotion. So it's really about looking at these roles that we place. It could even be a role in my marriage or like in my partnership, like, oh, I have always played this role and they have always played that role, but I feel like we both need a promotion, because this message is about your base, almost like it's truly like it's family. It is structure, our roots, like what we are growing and how we are growing our lives. And it's asking us to look at these roots, and these roots have everything to do with the role that we show up in. So if you're like, ah, Nikki, no, I'm not, I feel like it's not in work, I would look at the other roles in your life. So like the role of how you show up as a partner, the role of maybe if you're still living with your parents, let's say, like maybe it would be the role of how do I show up as a child of this parent? There's something in our root system. So root is always going to be the way we make money or our family systems. And these roles that we are in, my sense is you need a promotion, because the aligned version of you that has those things that you really want, they are playing a different role. They're not playing these roles that we are currently playing. So there's an opportunity here to really like look at this, to build a better structure, to have a better position, to have a better use of who we are, a more true version of who we are, so that we can call forward what we really want. And if you're struggling to understand like, what is the next role, you can position the question, what is my highest role here? So at work, what would be my highest role? And I don't mean, you know, the most important, highest paying job. I mean, as a soul, like my highest expression at this job, what would it look like? How would I be acting? What would I be saying? You know, what would I be saying no to? What would I be saying yes to? And also in these very foundational roles that we're playing. So parent, child, you know, whatever that may be, what is the highest expression of me in this role? How can I shift this role to be the highest expression and also a truly aligned role for me, so that if I'm aligned here, then these other things that are in alignment with me can come my way. Message number 5, again, July is a fast month, but it is a very foundational month for something new. I feel like either you have already started something new and we just see it really take root this month. Almost there's no going back. We've decided that this is how we're going to do things. This is what's new is coming in. Or also there's this just a big shift and a big dedication and devotion to what is new. It's almost like my new life, I've just decided. It's kind of like, you know, those moments that, I mean, we all wish for, but sometimes they're hard to come by. But, you know, you just wake up one day and you're like, that's it. I cannot drink coffee anymore. I'm stopping it. And like, you never go back. You hear people do that every once in a while. I'm not going to smoke a cigarette anymore. Or I'm not going to do this. Or I'm never going back to that relationship. Actually, that story that I was sharing with you guys, that I told you this like ex-boyfriend, you know, told me from his heart that we couldn't be together. And I met Benny that day. And it was the last time I spoke to that boyfriend. And we had been going back and forth and back and forth for over a year. And it's funny that it was the end and the beginning of my new life, right? Because it was when I met Benny, which obviously was very foundational. So there's something about that this month. So very strong decisions, very strong devotion, like no more going back and forth, no more wishy-washy, no more a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's truly the beginning. And I feel like maybe this has been going on for 2-3 years, you know, like maybe you've been going back and forth for many years, but there's something about this month that really allows you to root this new project, this new way, this new life. It's the beginning of a very big change, if you want it, of course. And I have goosebumps. Do you guys have goosebumps? To be helpful with this one, I would use the earth, because it feels like you're rooting a new tree, right? Like you need that plant to grow those roots and like dig into the earth and stay there and be able to get past a storm and get past some other things. Like it needs to become strong enough to grow into what you imagine. This thing that you're rooting into the earth also feels like it can hold more than what you were holding before. So for example, let's use that relationship that I was talking about. That relationship was like a weak little tree, you know? It would not have been able to sustain some of the winds that my life has given me. So I was in my, you know, mid-20s at the time or late 20s. And I wanted that tree to be like my forever tree. But now looking at my life, I'm like, wow, that tree would have never lasted. It was a very thin, not deeply rooted tree. And then you bring a Benny into my life and that was a very strong rooted tree. We also rooted better. I knew better. He was stronger. I was stronger. So there was a lot of elements that made that strong tree. I've been able to go through storms with him because we have better roots together, if that makes sense. We're more committed to each other. And I feel like this thing that is coming it's here. I don't feel like it's coming. I feel like it's here. I feel like you know what it is. And you're just going to like deeply root it. It's going to be able to hold more. I feel like you've tried this many times. You're like, oh, I've tried to root a relationship before. I've tried to root a business. I've tried to root all these things, a home, and it hasn't really worked. And this feels like this is a better tree. Like this is going to be able to sustain more and it needs to root into the earth. So to help this, I want to introduce the word devotion to you. You've probably heard me say that word. It's a word we use a lot in my program, Made for More, because you need to be devoted to this thing. And that's what makes a plant grow when you're devoted. My garden is not looking good, guys, because I'm not devoted to it this year. So the other day I was like, oh, my garden looks so bad. And I thought to myself, yeah, how many times have you really gone down and taken care of that garden? You're not devoted this year. So of course it's going to look like that, but that's okay. Hopefully next year I can be more devoted. But this thing that's trying to root, it needs your devotion. It needs good soil. So it feels like, I feel like you're the soil. You know, I feel like your mind, your body, your energy is the soil. So like, is your brain good? Is your body good? Is your nervous system good? That needs to be tended to all the time so that this thing can really, really stick. And it does look like the earth is happy to help you. So when I say earth, I mean nature. It feels like a lot of walking barefoot, being with nature, because that is sunlight also, for whatever reason, it is going to help make a stronger structure in your body, in your form, to be able to hold this and really, really root it. So you are rooting this month. Message number 6 was just something that like snuck in that I just feel like I need to say. You are going to be successful in what you are pursuing. I promise you, like total body goosebumps. I know you've been trying for a long time. I know that it's this feeling of like, well, if it didn't work out before, then why would it work out now? But also, why am I so crazy to keep trying? I get it. They get it. Your angels get it. Your guides. But what's different now is that you've made enough mistakes and you've tried enough that now you really know what you want it to look like. You've been brought through the ringer a little bit to really take out your ego and really bring it from a heart-centered light place. And that's why we're going to see it pan more this time. You do need to stay in the light. Your ego loves to get you here and your ego derails you off of the true path. And to me, the true path for you is, it's not a bunch of dopamine hits. It's just a consistent, simple, devoted life to this thing where the ego tricks you into thinking like a shiny object here, or also like a lot of comparison here. And there's all this darkness that takes you off your road and distracts you. If I can simplify this, it's like the ego is distraction and the light is almost kind of boring because it's consistency and really is like, again, it's like watering a plant. Like my son Oliver is just now starting to post some YouTube videos, and he had already had a YouTube channel and he was posting for a long time and he took 8 months off. He realized that he put a video up today and I asked him, I'm like, when was the last time you put something up? And he's like, oh my God, it's been 8 months. And I was like, oh, interesting. And I told him, just for a second, close your eyes and tell me what your life would look like today if you had posted once a week for 8 months. And I just asked him to like have that exercise. And he was like, oh my gosh, my life would look so different. You know, like he was like, I'd probably have about 1,000 subscribers on YouTube right now. I'm like, yeah, you probably would. That is just kind of the way that it works. But that's boring, right? And actually posting a video after 8 months gives him a little bit of a dopamine hit. And sometimes in a weird way, we take breaks and pick it up again so that we can have that little hit, but the consistency can kind of be boring. I think some of this comes from our nervous systems being so used to chaos and being so used to, what's that word? Feast or famine, right? Sometimes you have a lot and sometimes you have not. So it feels like this thing that you're pursuing I want to use the word boring, but I only want to use the word boring because it's consistent and it's even safe and it is happiness and it's peace. So it's less about these like up and downs, and those up and downs made you think you were on the right path, but it was really just these like funny ego tricks. If you guys haven't listened to the audiobook Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Dynamite, that's not Napoleon Dynamite. Napoleon Dynamite is like that movie, right? Not him, Napoleon Hill. It's actually such an old book that it's free on YouTube. If you want to look it up, you can get the audiobook for free on YouTube or you can purchase it. I've been recommending this one lately. It's just been coming up in a big way. It's like the guides just like really want to share this as a resource. So check that out. And that will help you understand what this path looks like. So there's something very mature and consistent and beautiful and light about this path, but it is a daily tending to, which is very different than what you were doing before. And that is why this is going to work this time. And it is a holding of a frequency. It's a holding of a belief. It's consistent in our body as well. Nothing really changes my way of seeing this or my mood on this just because there's a little wind here and there. I am still strong and stable in my belief and my know-how and my consistency and my devotion to this thing that I want. And message number 7, I know I've been calling them messages, sorry, prediction number 7, but number 7, thought this was so beautiful. Again, this month is, it's heart, it's very heart month, but it's like mature heart. And this came from, I like to call them the keepers of the earth. They're these, it's an angelic realm that I feel often that really like oversees the earth. I was feeling the earth a lot in this one. Because, you know, we've been seeing these, you know, wars and these just these global conflicts lately. And I was feeling it a lot. I was like, oh, this is not really going to go away. We're going to see a little bit more of that this month. And what I was getting from these keepers of the earth was when we are feeling like we have no control or I can't believe these things are happening in the world, they gave us a very simple solution, which was to forgive. The energy of anger and holding on to things that we do not want to forgive is the equivalent to being the neighbor that has a bunch of trash outside. So it's like you're mad that the neighborhood doesn't look good, but you yourself have a bunch of trash outside of the house. And they're saying that we can actually make a better place, make a better neighborhood by picking up our own trash. And one of the most toxic trashes, I guess, that we give out as humans is the opposite of forgiveness, which is resentment, anger, just really holding on to around being upset and mad at people. So we're really being asked to see what we can forgive. They said this is the root of a lot of disease is what I was getting. And, you know, it's hard because it's not only like our forgiveness, but forgiveness for our ancestors, like what our ancestors weren't able to forgive. It's crazy to think, but when our ancestors pass away and they're still angry about certain things, like that gets passed on. It's a debt that gets passed down to us. So we're being asked to have a regular practice of forgiveness. This was very Christ consciousness as well. Gosh, I'm like filled with goosebumps today. No wonder I was like really dying to do this episode because I was like, I need to get this episode out. They're just really with us today. This is very Jesus vibes here, guys. So if you like to work with Jesus, if you're Christian, really asking Jesus, what can you forgive? What can you let go? This felt like going to the sauna. Like this is part of our detox process. We might sweat things out. Maybe we drink water, we pee, we poop. But if we're not forgiving, we might as well be full of toxins. So who can I forgive? You know, as I'm speaking about forgiveness, who's coming up for you? Is it your mom? Is it an old friend? Is it a boss? Is it a past lover? Whoever is coming up, and I know that it's hard, but asking for support of how I can forgive this person, how I can let this go, how I can alchemize that energy that's in me. And actually, the more we forgive, and if we could just do one thing in our life is just like tell everybody around us to forgive, to just like forgive whatever they're holding on to, they said that would change the world. We would not have war anymore if we could pass on this disease of forgiveness. You know, like if we could make forgiveness contagious, we would heal the world. So yeah, it was just a little something they wanted to throw in there. They're like, Nikki's message number 7, they don't need another prediction. Let's just give them this. So I'm guessing we'll see some opportunities for that this month, some opportunities to forgive. I think being open to opportunities to forgive, and forgiveness sometimes has nothing to do with the other person. We may never see the person. and they may never know we're forgiving them, but it's for ourselves. It's to clean our side of the street. And this is the way that we give to the earth. It's kind of like, instead of, you know, recycling a straw or taking a paper straw instead of a plastic straw, what is that really doing for the earth? Instead, we can live in this energy of forgiveness, and we can make forgiveness a regular part of our practice. I'm feeling like I don't have time for these next few weeks, but perhaps on the Clarity app, we can do some sort of, I don't know, forgiveness challenge or something. I'm going to think about it a little bit, but it's a cleanse. It feels like it's a cleanse. Okay, guys, those are our predictions. We also have business predictions up on Clarity app. They will be available on Thursday because that's when we run the business podcast over there. So if you're a business owner or you're starting a business and you were like, these are great, but I love my business ones, head over to Clarity and you will see those July predictions. I do hope you guys have a beautiful month. I'll be celebrating my birthday, enjoying the sun. And I'm sending you so much love, and thank you always for being here with me and for doing your part in making this new earth beautiful. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.